That West Montgomery song sort of goes with the day today, doesn't it? Sort of overcast, a little muted outside. Colors are all gray. How did that happen? Oh, you should jot this down. Do you keep pen and paper by your radio in case I come up with something clever? Write this down. Wiener Schnitzel traditionally is served with lemon slices and a green salad, or a potato salad, or a cucumber salad, and sometimes all three plus French fries, which are not called German fries when you have them with Wiener Schnitzel. So file that away. We may have time to return to this subject later. But for now, consider this. Leavenworth. If you look up the word Leavenworth, what do you find? Well, in the Merriam-Webster Dictionary, you find that Leavenworth is a city in Kansas on the Missouri River, and it's the site of a federal penitentiary, so obviously we're dealing with the wrong Leavenworth. But I did find out that it was home to George Moran. You know him as Machine Gun Kelly. He was a bootlegger and an armed robbery aficionado, and he died in Leavenworth behind the walls. So I continue my check. Cambridge Dictionary does not show Leavenworth as a word, but directs the curious to the phrase negative net worth or the concept of blameworthy. So once again, we're way off track. But we're not done. So we look up leaven. That is an element that produces an altering or transforming influence, or to permeate with an altering or transforming element. Then we look up worth. Excellence of character or quality as commanding esteem. So Leavenworth then can be explained as an altering, transforming, wonderful place in Washington with excellent character of quality. Wow, pretty good. Now, the transformation that they're talking about begins just by driving through town. Many a man has entered the city limits as a stevedore with garish tattoos, and he's emerged as a valuable fraction of society, willing to use his genius to pull Leavenworth up by its bootstraps. And if you want to see the bootstraps, they're outside on road, right there off Highway 2. Yeah, right there. Now, despite what many locals have come to believe, the history of Leavenworth has nothing, no connections, zero to Bavaria or Schleswig-Holstein or even parts of Saxony, home of the Blues. But it'll come as some comfort to you that it wasn't always called Leavenworth. No, the original name was Icicle Flats. But now, overalls have been replaced by Lederhosen, grits and eggs have been replaced by Wieland potatoes, and where Mr. John Deere once was the king, now Herr Mercedes and Herr Benz are rulers. So the town is beginning to look more familiar to you, Leavenworth. Here in our studios to fill in all the blanks regarding Leavenworth is my very special guest, the mayor of the city of Leavenworth, Madam Mayor Sherry Farivar, and I thank her for driving in today and joining us in the studio for your first visit to KPQ. Welcome to the studios.
Thank you.
How did I do? Is that
Leavenworth
that you respond to, or is that way off base?
No, it's not inaccurate at all. There's now, quite a lot of wonderful history.
This is no joke. I love Wiener Schnitzel.
Ah, so do I. One of my husband's very favorite dishes.
Excellent. How did you become mayor of Leavenworth? Is this something that you thought about for a long time? You said, someday I'm going to be mayor of this town.
No, that's not how it happened at all.
How did it?
About 12 years ago, my husband and I did a little short plat in Leavenworth. We live in Leavenworth. I'm born and raised in Leavenworth.
Wow.
Yeah, so I'm one of the true natives of Leavenworth, and there are just a handful of us. But we did a little short plat, and we thought it would be a fairly easy proposition. And it turned out to be very expensive, much more than we had budgeted for, and very problematic, very difficult, and time-consuming. And it kind of made me a little bit angry with the process. And so I started looking into how things operate in the city government of Leavenworth. And that kind of prompted me to run for city council.
So you can fight City Hall.
You can fight City Hall, but only from the inside.
I gotcha.
So I ran for City Council. I was elected to City Council. I served a couple of years as a City Council member. And during that time, I realized that in order to effect any of the change I really wanted to see, I had to do it from the mayor's post. So I ran for mayor. And that's how it happened.
Because the mayor has powers that the city council does not share.
Correct. The city council has budgeting and financial powers. The mayor and the administration have the power to actually change things in City Hall, change, hire and fire, bring in new ideas. And that's what I felt that we needed most.
So you've seen the city you grew up in from the city council point of view, now from the mayor's point of view. Do you ever say, God, I wish I didn't know all this about the city of Leavenworth. I wish I was just a simple citizen again. I didn't think it was like this.
Actually, no. I want to know everything. I'm one of those. I think it. I have a nerdy piece of me that really wants to dig deep into everything, including city code and all the way things really and truly do operate. So I have seen Leavenworth my whole life. I was there before we were Bavarian.
Wow.
Yeah, I was about, in fact, if I can share a little anecdote, the Bavarianization of Leavenworth happened when we were nearly a ghost town. The timber trade had failed, and the railroad had moved away from Leavenworth. And so really, Leavenworth was a very difficult place to live and find work for people. Agriculture was still strong, but that was really the only industry we had in the early 60s. And about that time, downtown stores started closing up and boarding over their windows. They just couldn't make it in Leavenworth. So in about 1963 or 1964, I think it was 63, a group of concerned citizens together with some newcomers to town put together a little group called LIFE, Leavenworth Improvement for Everyone.
Hmm.
And it was backed strongly by the service clubs, the Lions Club and the Tumwater Women's Club and the Vesta Women's Club and the schools. And so there was this sort of an internal grassroots revitalization effort that began with the idea of becoming a theme town.
And did everyone get on board with that, or were there people saying, "You got to be kidding! I don't know what Bavaria is."
There were people who said that,
of course.
But really, there were enough people who had been to Germany and seen the scenery and the mountains and realized that Leavenworth was so similar to Bavaria in climate and in sort of in scenic beauty.
Topography.
Exactly. The little wonderful little valley that we have there surrounded by mountains.
Was it a gradual makeover?
Oh, indeed. It took many, many years. But the first little group, the Leavenworth Improvement for Everyone, the LIFE group, put out a newsletter. And I love to tell the story that I had a job. I was part of that. I was 9 years old. And it was my job to crank the mimeograph machine. And I when I tell that story, people have no idea what a mimeograph machine is. It's the very earliest kind of copier.
Yes.
And we had a little tiny office downtown, and my mom was on that committee, and we went down there, and she put together the newsletter, and I cranked the mimeograph machine. So I was part of the original, a very small part of the original effort.
And now, of course, everyone just assumes that it was a grand plan that everyone got on board with, but it was a gradual remake. And when did the great benefit of Oktoberfest or all the other festivals you do, like the lighting of the trees, when did that kick in?
Well, the tree lighting ceremony, which we call Christmas lighting, just had its, I'm gonna say a number here and I hope it's accurate, but just had its 52nd anniversary. So it started in the 60s.
Yes.
And Autumn Leaf Festival was our very first festival, and that, I think, started in 1964. And that was a parade and music in the downtown park and a hootenanny and all kinds of wonderful things and food booths around the town that served some terrific food. And buses and a train came in and brought tourists from the Seattle area to take part in our little festival, and that was the beginning. So it was Autumn Leaf Festival. The very next year we did Christmas Lighting Festival. I think it's that. Please don't hold me to those dates, but I think they're pretty accurate. And then other festivals came later. But what we found was that the tourism sparked the economy such that the people, the owners of the downtown buildings, were willing to remodel and put on a Bavarian facade. I think the very first one was the Watson family, and they had an electrical company, and they opened a gift shop, and they were the first ones to pay to actually have, they showed a lot of faith, I'll put it that way. And then the Stroops, and then many others just kind of fell into place. So for a long time, we had a few Bavarian facades on our buildings, but not very many. And again, being grassroots, the movement grew. In 1972, so it was quite a while till the city got involved. In 1972, the downtown business owners, the Chamber of Commerce and the downtown business owners came to the city and said, okay, we got this off the ground, but now it needs to be codified and become something that the city is involved in.
We need an ordinance.
We do. We need ordinances, multiple, and resolutions about our Bavarian village. And about that time or a little earlier, we won an All-American City Award from Life magazine. And because of the revitalization effort and because of the fact that it had come from the people of Leavenworth, it had not come down from government but come up from the grassroots of Leavenworth. And the city council then debated for a long time and decided that they could indeed take on the sort of, you know, restrictions grand encouragements that anybody doing remodeling or building in our downtown core would do so in a Bavarian fashion. And this has strengthened over the years to the point now where we have a design review board that looks at every new building and every remodeling of an older building and holds them to a pretty specific and strict standard of Bavarian. And we are becoming, as a result of that, ever more Bavarian and ever more authentically Bavarian.
So someone can't buy a property downtown and say, you guys are all doing the Bavarian thing and that's wonderful. I was thinking something more like Bauhaus, if you don't mind. You would say, well, keep thinking that, but please, we have restrictions on what you can look like here in town. If you're on the main drag, you gotta respect
right.
them.
We did have an actual challenge to the codification of our Bavarian theme. And we had put it together, our city, had put it together in such a fashion since 1972 that it was pretty bulletproof. And we had a constitutional free speech challenge from a gentleman who owned a building in town and did not want to abide by the Bavarian theme and continually was out of sync with the with the Bavarian theme. And so this lawsuit, he sued the city for his constitutional freedom of speech. He said we were constricting his right to free speech.
His architectural expression.
Exactly.
Wow.
So it went to federal court, and the city of Leavenworth won on every count. And the bottom line was that the judge looked at our code and said it is beneficial, it is adhered to by everyone, and just because you don't like it doesn't mean you don't have to abide by it. And his big question was, sir, when you bought this building in Leavenworth, why did you choose Leavenworth? Well, you chose Leavenworth, very obviously, because of the economic vigor of the town, because of the vibrancy of our downtown business core. And all of that is the result of the Bavarianization. And so your claim is specious and unwarranted, and he struck it down.
Did he sell or did he convert?
He did sell.
He did sell, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there's always one. Sometimes there's 10.
Yep.
Now, of course, there's people who've been around, perhaps who were 9 years old when you were doing the mimeograph machine,
yeah.
who said, you should have been here when it was Icicle Flats. This town was not working. Now look at this. And every tourist that comes to town is paying the freight for the future of this town.
Interestingly, you know, the Icicle Flats was indeed the colloquial name of the community back around 1900. And it was a little railroad town. Actually, it had the highest population we've ever had at that time.
Really?
Yes, because of railroad workers and timber workers. And a gentleman named Captain Washington, Captain Leavenworth.
Oh, really? There's a Captain Leavenworth?
Oh, yes, indeed. He came to town, and he bought a very large parcel of land and platted it and named it after himself. And that became the official plat of Leavenworth. And then when people started buying those lots and building many of the old houses that are in town, that was the original plat of Leavenworth. And that's how we got our official name. That's how we became known. When we became a city, that was our name, Leavenworth.
If someone buys or builds a new house in and around downtown, can it be any type of house, or does it have to stick with the Bavarian thing? Because on the side streets, you see, ski chalet type architecture.
No, that the code regarding Bavarian architecture belongs only to the commercial districts of Leavenworth. So if you buy a house in town, just, in one of the residential zones, you are not held to that standard, to the Bavarian standard. However, I will say that over the years, that has become a pretty popular style of residential architecture around Leavenworth. And you don't have to drive far in any neighborhood to see Bavarian construction.
That's some of the history of the town that we love called Leavenworth. Our special guest is the mayor of the town, Sherry Farivar, and we'll be back to talk about some of the modern problems that have visited the city and how they're being handled right after these words on News Radio 560 KPQ.
The Agenda with Michael Knight on News Radio 560 KPQ and KPQ.com.
I love it when it's this time of day. 1-2-3-4, 12:34 is our time. It's overcast here in Wenatchee Town. We're having temperatures in the mid-50s if everything goes well. My very special guest is Madam Mayor Sherry Farivar from Leavenworth. By the way, I looked that up. That's how you address the mayor.
That is indeed.
Unless you want to
do it in German, which we often do around Leavenworth.
Well, how would you say it then in German?
Bürgermeister.
Oh, Bürgermeister.
In. Bürgermeisterin, meaning female.
Bürgermeisterin.
Yeah, right.
Bürgermeisterin.
Bürgermeister is male.
The gates, Bürgermeisterin. There you go. Sherry Farivar is the mayor of Leavenworth. We've talked about some of the history and how it became a Bavarian village, but what modern problems face your town, just like face Wenatchee or Cashmere or anybody else? What worries the mayor the most that you're getting fixed?
Well, I'll tell you that the modern problems that face Leavenworth are generally the result of our success. We're a tiny town. We have our incorporated city limits are 1.4 square miles. Less than that, 1.34 square miles. That's unknown to most people because they think of Leavenworth as being the greater Leavenworth area, the whole 98826 zip code.
So most of that is county?
Yes, indeed. It is mostly county. The school district population, or the larger population around Leavenworth, is between 5,000 and 6,000. I don't know the exact count. The census doesn't tell us quite that information. But what I can tell you is that the citizens of Leavenworth, our population is under 2,000 souls. We have about 1,978 people.
So there's room for me to move there.
There is room for you to move there.
Okay, now we have a deal.
Well, the big question is, can you afford to move there?
Well, people are moving in, right?
Yes.
What is your growth rate? Is it alarming or is it okay?
It is not alarming, but it is strong. We are one of the, I wouldn't call us a fast-growing community as a result of the fact that we don't really have much housing availability.
And no apartment buildings that I've seen.
None. However, there is one very large apartment building that is starting construction this year. I shouldn't say one building. It's a series of six, I think, buildings that will bring us something like 230 to 260 apartments. It'll be right behind Safeway. There's a very large land area right behind Safeway. That's the best way to describe it.
Right.
That is a multifamily zone, and it has been purchased by the Widener Group. And they're the same people that did Riverside 9 here in Wenatchee. So you're familiar with that plat. Okay, well, it's going to be Bavarian version of Riverside 9, essentially. Cool. They'll be having all of these apartments. And since apartment rentals are in such shortage in Leavenworth.
Or in the whole valley.
In the whole valley, exactly. We expect that this is going to really, ease the search for a place to live.
Do people complain or at least exclaim I can't find a place to live in your town. I'm ready to move.
In fact, we have heard anecdotal stories from the administrator, the superintendent of schools once upon a time, and the administrator of the hospital, and, you know, other employers in Leavenworth who have jobs, really great jobs for people.
They can't fill them.
They can't fill them because they can't really find a place to
live. Same thing here, and I know you know that.
Yes. It's a valley-wide problem.
But you can't just put a housing development in and think that's going to solve the problem, because that'll be gone in a half an hour.
Yeah, but 260 units in Leavenworth is a pretty huge number. We only have about, inside the city limits, we only have about 800 units.
Wow.
And so this is a huge increase.
I had no idea your city limits were so tiny.
Yeah, but they're very small.
Presents a problem to a town that is open to visitors from all over the world. They come, they're busy, they're walking, they're up all night. They do things.
That's
city services
very
are
true.
On, have to be seen to.
Exactly.
And you don't have a big staff.
No, we have a very small staff. We have a staff that's larger than most cities, I think, of our size, but, you know, not hugely larger.
They must be busy.
And they're very busy, and we have terrific staff. We have a great parks department, and our public works department is very well managed, and I would say that we're very functional for the kind of demand that is placed on our city utilities and our city staff. But I will say also that we have an aging water plant and an aging sewer plant. And we have been mandated to rebuild our sewer plant for fish. Although we have plenty of capacity, there's an algae bloom that occurs, and the Department of Ecology has determined that we are responsible for that. And so we're going to be starting a pretty big project to rebuild our sewer plant next year.
How did you finance that?
Well, we haven't quite worked out all the financing, but mostly it's bonds and grants. We have grants from the federal government, and we are bonding the balance. It's a big project, though, nearly $10 million.
Wow.
Which, in a city our size, it's a lot of money. And at the same time, our water plant is needing modernization as well.
And now you have almost 300 new customers, so here comes that need.
Yes, exactly. Plus all the hotels, you know, you can think of all the rooms as a customer. And so both our city sewer and city water systems are very good, highly rated, extremely successful, but needing significant work.
Do you know where the tourists who come to your town come from? Do you try and follow them?
Well, we have attempted to do that over time. That's something that the Chamber of Commerce is very interested in. The bulk of our daily visitors come from the Seattle area.
Of course.
Or the Seattle metro area, all up and down the I-5 corridor. But we have significant number of visitors that come from Japan, Australia. I'm always interested in who's downtown. And when I go downtown to get coffee or something, I talk to people, and I'm always amazed at where they're from.
That means that someone in Tokyo said, oh, you're going to Washington?
Exactly.
You've got to go to Leavenworth.
That's exactly right. Lots of times what we hear is that people come to Seattle for business meetings or conferences. They hear about Leavenworth, and they come over. And then next year they bring their family straight to Leavenworth. It's not for a conference. They just want to show them our town.
Your city administrator was going to leave, and now it looks like he's coming back. It's a great story. Can
it
you
is
fill us
a great
in on that?
Story,
What's
yes.
his name?
Joel Walensky. And I have to give a shout-out to Joel. He is one of the foremost city administrators I've ever known or worked with or met. He is so very good at his job. He tendered his resignation after a family tragedy last November. And after a time, we started the process of finding a new city administrator for Leavenworth, and I went back to him and asked him if there was any way that he would consider staying if he had sufficient time to deal with this tragedy in his life. And he came back to me and said yes, that if he could have a couple of months as a sabbatical, that he would come back, you know, raring to go again. And so that's February and March. So we're almost at the end of the sabbatical, for which I am very grateful, because it has made it so very obvious what he does for us.
I'm happy he made that decision, but I'm also happy that he had time to deal with something that we all hate to go through and none of us can avoid.
Exactly right. Anyway, he's coming back next week. Yay.
Yay. One of the more controversial aspects of your party town is Oktoberfest.
Yes.
And the only thing I see wrong with it is it's very hard to park and take part with all the fun. I wanted to get out of the car and immediately say, I'll have one of those and one of those. But,
parking
what
is
about
the
parking?
Is the biggest
issue.
I don't
suggest that you ever stop Oktoberfest, but parking seems to be one of the problems.
Well, Oktoberfest is put on by a private organization. It's not a city-sponsored festival. It, Project Bayern, or Project Bayern, it does this as their main fundraiser for their organization. It's 3 weeks in October, and they bring in traditional Bavarian music and lots of bands, and it is really a wonderful, fun party.
Is that a German organization, Bayern?
They are, Bayern.
Yeah, because
Bayern.
That's the name of the state around Bavaria.
You're correct.
Correct.
And Bayern also means hill, hills. Project Bayern's mission statement is to enhance, I'm paraphrasing, I'm sure it's not exact, but it is to enhance and encourage the Bavarian theme in Leavenworth. And so they are an organization that does a lot of public projects for the city that we couldn't really afford to do, such as rebuilding our gazebo. Anything that they can do that has a Bavarian theme that enhances the Bavarian theme for Leavenworth, that's where they put their money. They built restrooms for us in Lions Club Park last year, and they're, you know, very modern, lovely restrooms with a big wall mural, and they are indeed Bavarian. So that we appreciate Project Bayern's involvement in our community. But, you know, it's a successful, very successful festival. They have more demand for tickets than they can actually sell.
Wow.
And it does create traffic and parking issues, just like every festival does in London.
Sure.
The worst traffic and parking issues we have fall not around Oktoberfest, but Christmas Lighting Festival.
Oh, more people come for that?
More
at least
people come
at
in
once?
Cars for
yeah.
that. The people that come to Oktoberfest, many of them don't drive. I shouldn't say they don't drive. They come to where they're staying, leave their car parked there, and then Project Bayern has transportation available to anyone who wants to come to, who has tickets to come to the festival, and home again, which is a wonderful thing because, of course, alcohol is involved.
Of course.
And so that is a really clever system that they've worked out for getting people in and out of town. So parking is not the biggest issue for Oktoberfest. It is a much bigger issue for Christmas lighting because we don't have a big parking structure or places to put all of the people who come just for the day or the weekend to Leavenworth. And, of course, to exacerbating that issue is that it's in the winter. And so parking, when we have a heavy snowfall, which we often
which
do.
Which we did.
Which we did. Yeah, then the parking issues are even more limited than they normally would be.
Do the locals understand the value of the tourists? There are some towns when they say, my God, the tourists are crawling all over everything.
Well, there's a bit of that.
And they don't realize what the tourist footprint is worth economically to their area.
Or maybe they do realize it and they don't really care.
And they just want to complain about something.
Well, I will tell you that there are, you know, we do have our detractors. As I said earlier, our problems are, the generally speaking, the result of our success. And I think that there are certainly people who live in Leavenworth who have the opinion that we're over-touristed now, that we've reached critical mass, that we should stop development, that we should completely
stop all development.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you know, it's a real balancing act to hear their fears and worries and frustrations, and to continue to be a financially viable and vibrant downtown community, which supports us.
You're pretty small not to grow anymore.
Exactly.
I know of one town in Colorado, Boulder, Colorado, yes, that's had a no-growth thing, but it's worked for them because, one, it's a university town. Right. It's much larger than Leavenworth. It's done a lot of growing, and it wants to stop it.
It's
very hard to do that and keep it in place.
We visited Boulder last year, husband and I. And
great town.
Two years ago. Oh, it's a lovely place.
Wonderful.
And I understand exactly how they got where they are. But as you say, it's a university town. So they have a major industry, which we do not have. Our major industry is tourism. It is tourism. And the sales tax revenue that we receive back from the state that is created in Leavenworth, runs our town. We simply don't collect enough tax revenue from real estate tax to even pay for a portion of our sheriff's contract.
Wow.
So
that's the mayor of Leavenworth. Her name is Sherry Farivar, the honorable mayor of the wonderful town of Leavenworth. We're going to come back and ask her why this is her last time around, why she's not running for re-election when we return.
You're listening to The Agenda on News Radio.
Family is what brings you back to ours.
Based on MSRP of $65,115, must finance through GM Financial and be a current owner leasee of a 1999 model or newer GM vehicle. Take delivery by 4119. See dealer for details.
News Radio 560 KPQ time is 12:50. I'm Michael Knight. My very special guest is the mayor of Leavenworth, Sherry Farivar. She's had two terms in Leavenworth and has decided that that's it. The native says that's all I'm going to do. And how come?
Two reasons. I believe in term limits, for one. But moreover, my husband believes in term limits.
Is he tired of being married to the mayor?
He is a little tired. He's retired now, and he wants to do some traveling and some other kinds of activities than, you know, being available to this job like it requires. Plus, I am so fortunate to have brand new twin grandbabies that live in Leavenworth.
How old are they?
They're 9 months old.
Wow.
And they live right in town. And so,
are they listening? What are their names?
Their names are Phoebe and Frankie.
Oh, great.
Yeah, little girls. They're precious. And I doubt if they're listening. They might be. It's
possible. Can't believe they're not listening.
Anyway, so I want to spend a lot more time with them.
Absolutely.
And I am of retirement age. I don't think I'll retire from my real career, which is I'm a real estate appraiser. But I am going to take more time with my family and with my husband.
I think you should.
Thank you.
And that's a great way to spend your time. Besides, twins, my God.
Yeah, twins.
We need a little help over here.
Indeed.
Well, as a appraiser of real estate, what do you think the future of real estate is in the Valley? I've talked to people about the housing shortage from one end of the Valley to the other, to mayors and commissioners and everyone. And no one has a first step that sounds like it's the first step toward a solution. And I don't have one either.
I don't look at it as a problem. I think so. I don't perceive it as needing a solution. We are a community, and when I say community, I'm talking about the entire Wenatchee Valley. Mm-hmm. We are a community that is a beautiful place to live, with good schools and good hospitals, and people just want to be here. And that's what causes growth. If you can find a job in a great location, that's where you want to live. And so we are seeing tremendous growth, particularly in Wenatchee and East Wenatchee, where there are lands available,
lots of orchard lands and such,
that can be developed into housing developments. And so, you know, I think I read an anecdotal story about the early days of Seattle when people, farmers and the people that lived around the Seattle area, did not want it to grow. They said, you know what, we need to stop growth. So we're in exactly the same place. I mean, so people wanted to stop growth in Seattle in the early mid-1800s. So I think that's where we are now.
I had a friend who worked in Seattle. He was still mad about the World's Fair.
Oh,
no,
64,
really?
I believe
yes.
you.
Didn't
I
want it.
You.
I told them not to build it here, and they did it anyway.
So, you know, when you live in a beautiful place
and
people want to come here, that's what's going to happen. They're going to find a way to do it. And I find it interesting that so many of the people who've moved to Leavenworth, I'll be specific, in the last let's say 20 years, are the most adamant about stopping growth. Stopping taking care of traffic. And I think
I'm the last one in. Lock the door behind me.
There's a little bit of that mentality. And I get it. I do. Because sure. I've been here forever. And I have seen the town grow up around us. And I've seen in my career the Wenatchee Valley grow up around us. And it will continue to do so. The best we can hope to do, I think, as administration people or city governments, is to guide that growth in such a way that it is the most beneficial for everybody. Are you ever going to please everybody? No way. Probably not. But traffic considerations and traffic controls, parking, those issues are things we do have to deal with.
That's the mayor of Leavenworth, Sherry Larivar, Farivar, I don't know what I'm saying. Sherry Farivar is the mayor of Leavenworth. I don't know who that other person is. Madam Mayor, thank you for coming. It was really nice to meet you. Will you come back?
I would love to come back.
You're welcome, guest.
This has been great
anytime.
Fun.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
You're listening to The Agenda on News Radio 560 KPQ and KPQ.com. Instead of buying a used car,